Well, we're at World Pork Expo in Des Moines this week, and we're going to talk with Kyla Wise with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Kyla, give me your title again.
Youth Education Director.
Okay, so you have that important job of trying to reach out to the youth and let them know what's going on in the pork industry. And you're here with a group of youth that you're mentoring, right?
Yeah, we have 8 college students that are attending the World Pork Expo yesterday and today. They went through some extensive training at National Pork Board where they became certified in Pork Quality Assurance Plus. And then they also went through a media or conversation training that's called Neighbor to Neighbor so that they could answer questions about, you know, how we raise pigs or why we do some of the things that we do, which are really common questions that some people have. And today they went through and certified about 150 youth showmen for the hog shows at World Pork Expo.
Okay, and so the idea is you kind of ramp up their involvement and their participation in the pork industry and issues, and they become better leaders in the future.
Definitely. This is an investment in the future of the not only the pork industry, because, you know, we're going to see these students that are going to continue to go on to, you know, careers that are directly related in the swine industry or just that they have a connection in agriculture. And if not all of those students do, they have this background that they can take with them no matter which career path they go down.
Wanted to talk to you about a project, I guess fairly new for the Nebraska Pork Producers, a model finishing barn that you're using to, again, help educate not just youth, but a lot of different age groups. So tell me about the model finishing barn and explain. It's hard to do on radio possibly, but tell us what we're talking about.
Okay, from support from the Nebraska Soybean Board, we were able to purchase 5 model finishing barns for educational purposes. And these finishing barns are about 2.5 feet wide by 6 feet long, and they come in 3 different sections, and you link the sections together to create an entire unit. The unit has a functioning curtain, so you can open it so the pigs could essentially get fresh air and sunshine, and close it to keep them warm or keep birds and bugs away. The lids or the barn roof open so that students or adults can look inside to see, you know, how the pigs are penned, how we have feeding systems, you know, the office where a farmer would maintain records for, you know, the medication, the feed, how he sold his pig. So it's pretty all-inclusive and very, very real to life, although it's a scaled version.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, as people drive around the country and they see those big white barns off in the distance and they say, well, they're hog barns, and they really wonder what's going on inside there, and as if it's some big, deep, dark secret. This really kind of shines the light on what's happening.
Exactly. This is our opportunity to shine light and share what we're doing to keep our pigs safe and how important that is ultimately to everyone involved, because, you know, we're raising our pigs every day in the best interest for their care and well-being, and how that translates to anybody buying a pork chop in the grocery store or at a restaurant, you know, that should be pretty important to them. So we're hoping that we're getting to answer their questions and help them understand a little bit more about what that mystery is inside there, because it's a pretty cool thing how dedicated farmers are to the care of their animals.
So obviously we can't take everybody through a hog barn in actuality, but this is one way of showing them what's happening there. I suppose also you could have virtual tours as well.
Yeah, there are some organizations, whether it's an individual pork producing company, that have YouTube videos or cameras that you can watch 24/7 what's going on inside the barns. This is a unique option because it does show the finishing side, and most pigs will spend about 4 months in a finishing barn. They come in when they weigh about 50 or 60 pounds, and they'll stay there for the last 4 months until they reach a finished market weight around 250 pounds. So you see a big change in the pigs as they're growing in that finishing barn, and, you know, farmers have to be really adaptable and, you know, really good managers to make sure that they're addressing all those needs for the pigs as they're growing. So I'd encourage people to, you know, check out like Smithfield Foods, Inc. They have some really great videos. National Pork Board, they have some really great videos on YouTube, and they each have their own individual channels.
So as far as your models, how are you getting these out so people can see them?
We've had a really big interest from Extension to have them at their county fairs. Most counties will have livestock shows, and to have this on display there is a fantastic way to, you know, answer questions for people as they're walking through and watching maybe a couple minutes of a show, so that people can, you know, get a better understanding of, you know, why do you use those different tools in the ring, and then to translate it back to how we take care of them on our farms before they come to the county fair. So that's a good extension for us in communities. And then all around, just any kind of educational event that we can get to, we've been toting them along and sharing the good message about pork producers.